Homily for Monday, March 8th. Today, I'd like to reflect on all three readings of the day. The first reading from the second book of Kings, the gospel reading from Luke, and finally, the psalm refrain from Psalms 42 and 43. I think they give us much to think and pray about during this third week of Lent. The reading from the book of Kings relates the story of Naaman. He's a successful commander in the army of the king of Aram. But we are told, valiant as he was, Naaman was a leper. It happens that a slave girl from Israel tells Naaman's wife he will be cured of his leprosy if only he presented himself to the prophet Elisha in Israel. So Naaman comes to Elisha to be cured of his leprosy. When Elisha doesn't actually meet him, but leaves instructions for him to wash in the River Jordan, Naaman becomes indignant. He thinks this can't possibly cure him of his leprosy because it's a common everyday act and not a special religious ceremony. I think the reading asks us to reflect and ask ourselves, is Naaman's response also our own? In looking for, seeking out God's presence, do we look for big signs and elaborate processes? Could it be that the lure of some spiritualities is that they appeal to our curiosity? The story of Naaman is telling us God's presence in our lives is to be found in the daily and ordinary. The prophet Elisha calls on Naaman to recognize God's infinite presence in the everydayness of his life. We can let Lent do the very same. Call us to recognize and rejoice in God's ordinary presence in our lives. The gospel reading from Luke states a theme found throughout Luke's gospel. That theme is the incredible hospitality of God. Significant events in the gospel take place in the context of meals and the offering or refusal to offer hospitality. Luke sees the whole life and ministry of Jesus as a visitation on God's part to Israel and to the world. From the very start of the gospel, the question is raised, how will this guest, Jesus, be received? The crucial point Luke makes is that those who do receive Jesus find that he brings them into a much wider sphere of hospitality, the hospitality of God. The Jesus who comes as visitor and guest, in fact, becomes host. Jesus becomes the host who offers a hospitality in which human beings, and potentially the whole world, can become truly human, meaning can come to be at home in knowing God's presence in the depths of their hearts. It is in our reaching out to others that we will find God's working presence within us. As we see in today's reading, Luke focuses on the human response to Jesus. Again and again, Luke's gospel grapples with the problem of why some people respond positively to Jesus, while others do not. Why some enjoy the fruits of salvation, opening themselves up to others in love and care, while others bar themselves against that hospitality and loving care. We might reflect and ask ourselves, how do I accept or reject God's hospitality? How do I appropriate the salvation Jesus offers me? And how do I resist or reject it? God's offer of hospitality continues to come to us through the ministry of Jesus presented in the gospel. How do I respond to the gospel? Finally, I can think of no better words to take with us into the day than today's psalm refrain. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Our readings today guide us into beholding the face of God in the ordinary events of this day, as well as in the calls that come to us from friend, foreigner, and foe to show God's amazing hospitality.